Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Police Captain Brian Scher about winter driving safety. Winter weather hasn't quite hit us as of yet, but we're still obviously preparing for the winter season. Joined by Indianola Police Captain Brian Scher. Captain, thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about winter driving safety, some of the things that the police department wants to pass along to local drivers using our roads.
Sure. It's been beautiful weather so far, but as you know, in Iowa, that can change at any second. I guess right now, don't veer for deer. The rut is on, and we got to watch the deer, especially, you know, in the rural areas where we're at. So that's thing one, but you know, the weather's going to change, and we're going to get to the ice and to the snow. So, I mean, the first thing I want to talk about is, especially when you're traveling distances, have the gear in your car that you need. Extra food, water, clothing, flashlight, any medications you may use. So definitely have a winter pack in your car. Moving on, so make sure your car is in sound condition. Your tires are properly inflated. You know, that battery is something you don't think about. If it's 5-6 years old, you might want to look at getting a new one or just at least having it checked. Half tank of fuel, at least, when you're going places, just in case something happens. Another tip I want to give is never warm up your vehicle in an enclosed area, such as a garage. Make sure it's outside, make sure it has plenty of ventilation. During those icy and snow times, do not use cruise control when driving on those surfaces. Always just drive without the cruise control on. So, with the snow coming, drive slow, adjust your speed down for lower traction when driving on snow and ice. Increase your following distance, you know, from 3 seconds to 5 or 6 seconds. And, you know, just make sure on those inclines and declines that you have plenty of time to brake.
All right, well, something that when I was in an accident a couple of years ago in the winter, I wasn't quite sure what to do because it was the first time I'd ever really been in a situation like that. So kind of walk me through what someone should do if the worst should happen and maybe I am in an accident, either I slipped off the road or I hit another vehicle.
Okay, two different things going on. You slip off the road and your car's still running. If you slipped off in a spot, there is a chance that others could slip off in the same spot if it's a real slippery area. Make sure your tailpipe is clear of any obstructions. If there's snow, make sure, because you don't want those fumes going inside the car. And then stay in your vehicle, stay with your car, call 911. That is what 911 is for. Give them, you know, the location you're at, and stay in your vehicle. We don't want someone getting hit outside of their vehicle. You have more protection inside of a vehicle. Kind of the same thing goes for an accident. You get in an accident, you know, make sure you're okay, make sure the other driver's okay. If you can pull off to a safe area, parking lot, or off the road, that's okay, go ahead. We can reconstruct the accident. But stay in your vehicle, stay warm, that's the most important thing, and just wait for the law enforcement to show up.
Well, another thing that I always feel like I have questions about is, how can I make life easier for emergency personnel who maybe have to respond to a scene, or if I'm just passing something and I'm not sure if I see a crashed car? I guess kind of talk about what residents should do if there is something that maybe they have questions about.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're in an accident, we're going to require some documents. And obviously with the cold and the snow, the quicker you can get those documents, the quicker we can get you back on the road. So your driver's license, your proof of insurance, and your registration. So those are three things you will need for us as law enforcement to complete an accident report. If you see an accident, you see something happen, call 911. Chances are the dispatch center will be getting several calls about the same accident. Just give the location, and they will ask if anyone's hurt. I mean, obviously you don't want to stop. You can always stop and render aid if someone is hurt, but just give them answer the questions that they have. They have a group of questions they will ask for every incident, especially accidents.
All right. Well, any final thoughts on winter driving safety here in Indianola? I think it's been pretty good over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so far it has. Be careful, slow your speeds, and hopefully we'll have a nice, mild winter where we don't have to worry too much about it this year.
Thanks to Captain Brian Scher for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.